So we are in
Thus Will the Message.
Yeah, today. Page 425 of USB. Yeah, as the controversy. I can read. Unless, Brother Anthony, you like to read too?
I'm at 24% of my battery.
Okay.
So. No, I'll read. That's fine. Where are we starting at exactly?
As the controversy extends into new fields.
Oh, I thought it was the paragraph before that. Thus will the message. Is it pinned?
Yeah, it's pinned.
Oh, where it says as the controversy?
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, so that's the next one.
Okay, so alrighty. If everyone's ready, we will start. It says, as the controversy extends into new fields and the minds of the people are called to God's downtrodden law, Satan is astir. The power attending the message only maddens those who oppose it. The clergy put forth almost superhuman efforts to shut away the light, lest it should shine upon their flocks. By every means at their command, they endeavor to suppress the discussion of these vital questions. The church...
We got to figure out a way to go, hold on a second. I was thinking even a bell, ring a bell or something.
Raise your hand like that big...
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm going to remember all
ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 yeah. These
Laudorn.
In order, like what we saw happen with everybody that's left the church before they leave, we try to help them. And the last, because the last person, which was actually, what, four people altogether, it took a lot longer because it's not just one man. But they kept trying to suppress the discussion of these vital questions so as to do the fanaticism.
And if you go back one paragraph before this, what are these discussion? It's about, you know, our first question earlier, you answered about Babylon.
Oh, yeah, look, yeah. Calling, yeah, who is
Babylon? Yeah, thousands upon thousands have never listened. If you go back to the... to the earlier paragraph, it said, thousands upon thousands have never listened to words like this. In amazement, they hear the testimony that Babylon is the church, fallen because of her errors and sins, because of her rejection of the truth sent to her from heaven.
Yeah.
So this is the message that they don't want to hear.
Yeah, and that's why they keep on coming up with side issues.
That's why all
that
this
message. Quiet. It's the same thing walking up to somebody that's demon possessed. They'll get all, you know, excited by the demon and get away from us as fast as they can.
And
same thing with the truth that we present.
And especially the SDA church.
Yeah.
This is where they keep on saying, we are not Babylon.
Yeah. Sister White said, never call us Babylon.
We stay in the church like that. The church will go through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the church will. But and she didn't always mean SDA when she said the word church. Yeah.
That's right.
Obedient remnant go through.
And this message, Babylon is fallen, they will denounce this message as of Satan.
What is it, Revelation 14:4?
Revelation 14:4,
where the virgins follow the Lamb with the
Spirit. This is where he goeth.
Yeah. Well, in 1888, Sister White said they kicked Jesus out of the church.
Yes.
And so the children of God leave that church.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they conned him into staying. Saw them even onto their death, because that's a long time ago. It's over 100 years ago. So
this subject, you know, it goes, you know, all over the places now.
Yeah.
And it started this one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but true. So again, we got to figure out a way to butt in when somebody's talking.
I know, because it seems kind of rude, you know, like butting in to somebody who's reading. I know.
There's no other way of doing it. If I wait until the end of the paragraph, I'll forget.
I know.
Unless I'm writing notes, I didn't bring my
Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a little hand we can put up.
Little hand. Let's see how.
It's like Anthony usually puts up a hand, and somebody.
Where do you get that hand, by the Anthony?
Yeah.
There in the emoji, something that
you probably no, it's not an emoji. It would be a sticker because it's huge.
Okay, let's use
this. This is stickers right up here.
Stickers. Okay.
Did I do that?
Stickers. I don't see.
I guess if you put hand.
Hand. Okay, let me type the hand.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, there's a little now.
There, that one.
Is it waving?
Yeah, is it waving?
All right, let's see. Put it in there and see what happens. Oh, you already did it.
Okay.
Put it in and see what happens.
Let me see. There. Oh. No, what? No, there's that chicken.
Yes,
oh,
chicken.
Oh, sorry.
That's a chicken. Go to stickers and get something in hand. Go to stickers. It's got to be in
there. Okay, sorry.
But that was a chicken.
Okay, that's not Sister Fun. That's me. Okay, typing. Okay, there's no hand in
here. Well, you can use that fat one there, that really thick hand with a face on it.
See the bell ringing?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a bell? You do that like the Baptists do.
The guy with the bell.
Oh, yeah. Why did you post that?
That would work. Get Quasimodo in there. Start swinging a rope.
There's no emoji in the speaker.
Okay. Maybe it's a GIF. Maybe it's a GIF because it is moving. So you can program GIFs.
And
that's why you don't want to use them on websites anymore because they're hackable. There's naughty ones.
Back then.
Oh, right there. That one there is swinging in the wind. I don't know, maybe
this one?
You can't miss that if you put it in there. Yeah, that's big.
Okay. Why is that?
I think it's
okay.
Oh, there.
That's
where
the one
you, where you got that?
It was in stickers.
Mm-hmm. In stickers?
Yeah, the one with the face on it. It was, you put hand. There he is, right there.
Oh, is that the one?
Right there, or that one. I don't know. Click that one. Where's he get?
That
Are you snoring? Are you playing peekaboo or something? Is that what you're doing? Man, everybody's got different emojis, it looks like.
So you can copy the emoji into the room? How you do that?
Press it.
Okay, let me.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
The eyes.
Copy.
Stop.
It doesn't. It says select.
Select
and hit select.
I don't even need you.
Hands for friends.
But it's all key to get.
Because we got to figure out a way to butt in.
I don't find it.
Did I say something? Did we get that?
Because this is too small.
Yeah, you're not going to see that one there.
Emoji people, what is this?
I would put stickers in waving hand. And I put waving in front of our hand, waving after. There you go, that works. There it is. Is that the one that he was?
No, it's not.
There it is, right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay. We got it. So now it's locked into your or her memory, right?
All right.
All right, so we left off at where it says the church appeals to the strong arm.
Or we can, Sister Dani suggested we can read every few sentences to make it easier.
Yeah, but what if we don't have a comma? You know,
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Brother Anthony. Sorry about that.
That's fine, as long as we can find a way to not butt in as somebody's talking, then that's good by me. All right.
Okay.
As the church,
these guys.
as the church appeals to the strong arm of civil power. And in this work, papists are solicited to come to the help of Protestants. The movement for Sunday enforcement becomes more bold and decided. The law is invoked against commandment keepers. They are threatened with fines and imprisonment, and some are offered positions of influence, and others rewards and advantages as inducements to renounce their faith. But their steadfast answer is, show us from the word of God our error, the same plea that was made by Luther under similar circumstances. Those who are arraigned before the courts make a strong vindication of the truth. And so I might as well finish this paragraph right here.
Yeah, finish these. Yeah.
Make a strong vindication of, those who are arraigned before the courts make a strong vindication of the truth, and some who hear them are led to take their stand to keep all the commandments of God. Thus light is brought before thousands who otherwise would know nothing of these truths.
Mark that spot so that you don't forget. Is there a way to put that in a favorite or something? Because I remember when I used to use Telegram, it had like a favorite area, like when you hit gifts, that one. Isn't there a favorite area? Anyway, where it says that the papists are solicited to come to the help of Protestants. I wonder if that's why the SDA Church is setting tithing to the Pope. They've already set things up to where they'll have the assistance they need, just like with the Sunday keeping SDA churches, or just like what happened with the Jews in 2013, where the Vatican approached them and asked them to keep Sunday holy, but saying it was just for the family. And so they'll have two Sabbaths on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday.
And then in 2015, they talked him into passing a law that says you can break the true Sabbath on the seventh day. And so when I see what's going on with the SDAs, I'm just wondering if that's in order to get, you can't appeal to the papist unless he's already gotten his palm greased, you know, like with cash or promises or acknowledgement or, I mean, they're already, the SDA leaders call Pope, like Ben Carson said, Holy Father.
Well,
they won't call him Holy Father because all the SDAs will go crazy on that one because they know that's outright blasphemy. But that one big preacher that had that with the robe on, called him Holy Leader. And then Carson called him Holy Leader too.
Rice.
B.T. Rice.
Yeah.
Called him Holy Leader.
Yeah, wearing that robe.
Yeah, with the cross
on it. With the cross in that, and then the Pope.
He looked like a Roman Catholic priest.
Yeah, that guy.
And over B.T. Rice. On a regular basis. It was B.T. Rice. He was massive. Large human. Kind of like T.D. Jakes, a big guy like that. Overeater.
So, it's a result of infiltration and or influence.
Yeah. So once they have some sort of an agreement, they can go. I mean, that's how Rome's always worked. That's how they came to power in Daniel 11. The whole history is there and shows them how they make friends first. They either chew them up and spit them out. They meld them into their number, or they allow themselves to be exalted above them. And so they've always done that. It's always one hand shaking another. You know that you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
That's why this ecumenical thing is so popular now. All the churches actually.
Yeah.
So they bow down to the Pope.
Yeah. And all making a sign of the cross. Yeah.
Like what Brother Stephen here said, Protestants get help from papists. Doesn't that mean the papists support the movement that is proposed by Protestants?
Yeah.
Definitely. And Brother Alex posted one here. You want me to read that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Who's that from? Paul Magan, page 1. I saw the nominal church and nominal Adventists like Judas would betray us to the Catholics to obtain their influence to come against the truth. The saints then will be an obscure people, little known to the Catholics, but the churches and nominal Adventists who know of our faith and customs, for they hated us on account of the Sabbath, for they could not refute it, will betray the saints and report them to the Catholics as those who disregard the institutions of the people, that is, that they keep the Sabbath and disregard Sunday. Then the Catholics bid the Protestants to go forward and issue a decree that all who will not observe the first day of the week instead of the 7 days shall be slain, and the Catholics, whose numbers are large, how many billions
well,
now?
The Catholics are 1.2 billion. But then when you mix all the Protestants in with them, because they're Catholic,
you drive through these small towns around here, and there's like 3 or 4 Catholic churches in these small towns.
In America, they wanted, to make this this Protestant church Catholic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at what's going now. Okay, continue. It says here, large number, numbers are large, will stand by the Protestants.
Yeah.
The Catholics will give their power to the image of the beast, and the Protestants will work as their mother worked before them to destroy the saints. But before their decree, wing or barefoot, the saints will be delivered by the voice of God.
Amen. Amen. See, that's the thing they just don't get. It's just like when Satan surrounds the end of Plague 6. He doesn't know our cases are already decided.
Right.
You know, and the only thing we're concerned about, we don't fear them. We've already seen, like before the plague has even started, during the time of the first phase of the Marcus, in 4, Sister White says, we'll go, I think it's the right hand. You raise your right hand, we're coming at you. And their weapons fall. So we already know the power's there among us. And so we're not the least bit fearful of that.
No,
we're just concerned that he's coming for us,
and
we feel like he's coming to earth.
Right.
Because you know how you feel when you get up in the morning, sometimes you feel like, we all go through that. It's part of being a Christian. Today's world, the enemy hates us. So, all right. I guess Anthony didn't get the hint.
Should
we tell him?
Should we tell about Anthony?
Yeah, let's give a call. You got his number?
Yeah.
Watch my phone. My phone's gonna blow up and be like, "How many times did you call me?"
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, you're ready to start up again. conscientious obedience to the word of God will be treated as rebellion. Blinded by Satan, the parent will exercise harshness and severity toward the believing child. The master or mistress will oppress the commandment-keeping servant. Affection.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Okay, sorry. We got the hand in too late.
Too late there.
I hear some beep like that.
Yeah.
What is that?
Who's
beep?
That?
Who's doing that beep? I want that beep. We need that beep. like the Roadrunners. We can gotta get that.
Oh, that's Ellie.
Just yep. Okay, we'll do something like that. All right. But or we can buy one of those beeping things. I just wanted to throw it out there. I know I can ask Alex. Oh no, Alex, he's still good at the face. You know, so that's not an issue there. If they ever came back, because some of the young people that found Christ as young teenagers, they remember how their parents were all up in their face about it. And they didn't want them to have anything to do with us. And the parent will exercise harshness and severity towards the believing child.
Believing child.
Ask them now if you can get their ear now. How does your parent feel about your faith now? They probably don't care now because they're not.
They don't care.
Yeah?
They don't care.
They don't care now because now they lived past the phase that they were going through. They probably think they were in a going through the phase. All right, I'm sorry, beep beep. So we got to get a beeper.
Meet me.
Hold on.
There's a girl who got to scam, but dito to. Pero siya lang mag-isa. Then nagte-testimony. He made a testimony, and he cried because he doesn't. Come, the parents.
Okay. That's in the Philippines with Brother Sini there.
Yeah.
So they have this testimony for sister in the Philippines.
The Philippines.
There's a little girl. I don't know what, how old is she like that? Maybe Albie's,
nine or ten.
She's crying while, having a testimony because the parents
are not coming with her.
Parents aren't coming with
her? Yeah. She's by herself attending the church over there. She's crying that, She felt really the sadness in there. Yeah.
Little kid to go through that.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that's good to have that faith that young.
Yeah.
She'll be confident.
Hopefully she doesn't let the world get to her when she hits the right old age of 14. 14, 15, and 16. Those are the dangerous years. And 17, I would think. You know.
I
remember when I was that age.
You know,
the man of the world all of a sudden. You know? My dad couldn't tell me anything.
Age, she knows how to stand.
Praise the Lord, yeah.
But I was raised in a Catholic house. The kids get a fighting chance. I didn't. I was getting defeated every minute I turned around. So, all right, and I again apologize there, Brother Anthony. I completely forgot about the little hand.
Yeah.
You are forgiven.
I'm going to get some duct tape and put it on my mouth.
Please do.
This guy.
It says, affection will be alienated, children will be disinherited and driven from home. The words of Paul will be literally fulfilled. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy. As the defenders of truth refuse to honor Sunday Sabbath, some of them will be thrust into prison, some will be exiled, some will be treated as slaves. Human wisdom, all this now seems impossible, but as the restraining spirit of God shall be withdrawn from men, and they shall be under the control of Satan, who hates the divine precepts, there will be strange developments. The heart can be very cruel when God's fear and love are removed.
All right. Y'all heard? Okay, who did the beat?
Who beat?
It sounded like one of those horn cans that you press. It's like a horn.
Oh, yeah.
Eli did it. All right.
Okay.
Point.
That's cool.
That's nice. I like that one.
I showed the hand.
All right. And when it comes to strange developments, strange developments have to be in place. Just like with the prophecy of Amos chapter 8, verse 11, you know how they're going to be looking to and fro in the scriptures to try to vindicate themselves when they wake up from the boils because they didn't know they should refuse the mark of the beast so they don't get the boils. That mindset has to be there before Plague 1 comes. But when you look at the strange developments of today, everybody's getting so conditioned to look at Christianity as annoying. You heard about the Olympics.
Oh, that's really... gross. I can't... I saw that video. I never really watched this. I only watched a little.
Yeah.
Oh, I could not
bear
it.
All I did was see the headlock, the picture. It's like...
It's really gross. Olympic.
They
Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's actually the Last Supper with a bunch of homosexuals and transgenders. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. 4 years ago, the previous, or was it 8 years ago to another Olympic thing, they did something in Norway or something like that where they were dedicating a tunnel that they drilled through a mountain. Look up that. But make sure there's no kids in the room. The video, it was all satanic rituals out in the open. They didn't hide anything. It was over the upside down crosses. Everything was there. And it was just in all the people in the region, the people that had the millions of dollars to build the tunnel. They're all, it was a parade for them.
Wow.
And it was just demonic. That is one of those strange developments. It's just our world is
so
by atheists. Like the guy I was talking to the UPS the other day. He says, when I was reading your track, I'm seeing this stuff happening.
We are actually on the verge.
Yes.
Well, it's almost.
That's Sodom and Gomorrah already.
Yeah.
Well, didn't I tell you about the picture that I saw? I just was Googling Israel because I wanted to see Israel today. What is it like?
Oh.
And they had that parade going on with the people were dressed.
The transgenders.
You see that? That was in Israel, right? They are dancing early Sabbath day, and they have a big statue over there.
And that's when the guys sprayed them with the
bullets. Yes. That's in Israel.
The Lord stepped back. Well, the Lord stepped back from them centuries ago.
Brother Stephen said Israel is the second homosexual capital of the world.
Yeah. I would say so.
The first is Vatican, of course.
Then you got to take into consideration San Francisco and the Mardi Gras thing. What is that?
It's all over. It's another.
I know, but they
too.
Do stuff in broad daylight on Mardi Gras, on Mardi Gras, and they videotape it. Mm-hmm. And then if some areas of that parade don't want them to do it, they have these big widescreen TVs in the windows facing the crowd.
Sister Mandy posted here, supposedly the ancient Olympic Games were part of a religious festival that honored Zeus, the Greek god of their gods and goddesses. So it's all pagan.
Yeah. And all the exit, especially with the women, with the dancing around. Like now they wear the skin tight bathing suits that back then it was naked. They weren't wearing anything.
Like when,
that's next, I'm certain. Yeah. You know.
Like when during Salome, dancing in front of King Herod and then they chop the head of Jesus.
Oh wow!
Today's world,
we are almost almost there.
Did I let him finish the paragraph? You know, I know I'm blaming me, but you know,
you have to hear it on 2 Timothy 3:12. All that will be godly in Christ Jesus suffer persecution. Yeah.
Oh, no, he said strange developments.
Mm-hmm. Strange developments, right.
That's what I, you know.
I heard him say 2 Timothy.
Yeah, me too.
No, I read the entire paragraph. I can read the next one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so as the storm approaches, a large class of who have professed faith in the third message, but have not been sanctified through it, abandon their position and take refuge under the banner of the power of darkness. But, okay, I'll drop the mic.
That wasn't me, that was you.
That's me. Okay, when you say here, as that storm approaches, the highlighted portion, a large class who professed faith in the third message, who is this referring?
Yeah.
It's the SDA Church.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And anybody that leaves Ironburg because they're not sanctified by it.
All of those who profess the third angel, who believe on this, but have not been sanctified through it. They will abandon their position.
That's another reason for their sanctity churches. They have a place to go.
Yeah.
Just like these that just left our number the last 20 years. They have a place to go. They can go to some place and still think like they're Christians. Isaiah 4:1.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead, bud.
Okay, it says, by uniting with the world and partaking of its spirit, they come to view matters in nearly the same light. And when the test is brought, they are prepared to choose the easy popular side. Men of talent and pleasing appearance, who once rejoiced in the truth, employ their powers to deceive and mislead souls. They become the most bitter enemies of their former brethren. When Sabbath keepers are brought before the courts to answer for their faith, these apostates are the most efficient agents of Satan to misrepresent and accuse them, and by false reports and insinuations to stir up the rulers against them.
Yeah. And no, Eli was a little slow on that. But these apostates, you know, these pastors that come against the people that leave their church, they can be very effective agents of Satan, because some of the people leave because out of just pure faith and trust in the Lord, and they're not as educated, if you want to call it that, but like the pastors are. And so the pastors can think on their feet, really attack them in a courtroom where it might confuse them to where they can't answer, you know. But the promise is the Lord's going to give us what we need to say. We can't rehearse. But the other problem is the reason, you know, they do this is what gets us to go into the jails.
Yeah.
Because maybe the person couldn't answer the questions properly, then they end up behind bars. But then when the court case comes and all the people are there to witness the truth, then the Lord speaks through the obedient child of God.
That's just a question. You know, like the people who are leaving our church, like now, are they ignoring the Holy Spirit?
Yep.
Because
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Wouldn't you think that they would hear him?
Yes, they are definitely ignoring.
Yeah.
Because that's...
That's an awful thing.
Yeah, I know, because the free will thing, when Jesus says he'll send us the Comforter, but that's on a condition of obedience.
Yeah.
It's just like understanding prophecy or doctrine. You can't obey it unless you obey he that wrote it. And so, yeah, when they make that free will decision to ignore what the Word of God says, and the Holy Spirit leaves, just as easily as he comes, you know, because he says, I'll send the Comforter. But yeah, because remember, because that's where the Baptists fail. They say that once you get the Holy Spirit, you'll never lose it.
Yeah.
Not saved, always saved.
Baptist thing.
What is it? Hebrews 6 verses 4 to 8. It says they, because they say, oh, there's no, if somebody really had the Holy Spirit, they would never leave. But, and it says, well, what if they did have the Holy Spirit and they lost their salvation? Oh, it's impossible. You can't, once you have the Holy Spirit, you can never lose your salvation. Well, then Paul's a liar in Hebrews chapter 6. Because he said they did taste of the heavenly gift. They did have the Holy Spirit.
Hebrews 6, 4 to 8.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah, Hebrews 6, 4 to 8. Yeah, there it is. You want to read it?
Yeah, let me read that. Hebrews 6, 4 to 8. Thank you, Sister Dan. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
They're right there, bam. It's right there. They have it. So yeah, Baptists won't answer this one. I tried it on the street. They won't answer.
And have tasted a good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame, for the earth which drinketh the rain that cometh upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receive with a blessing from God, but that which heareth beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be
burned. And that's hellfire. And so at the start of the passage is talking about somebody who got the Holy Spirit literally, and at the end of the passage they are burning in hellfire.
Yeah.
So the Baptists are wrong. You can lose your salvation. So yeah. Look, once they deny Jesus, they're denying the Holy Spirit. They're on their own.
Look at Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
They received the Holy Spirit in Pentecost.
Yeah, and they both had and they were both tested with the same question. The amazing thing is,
the Holy Spirit.
They grieve the Holy Spirit.
They grieve,
which also proves the Holy Spirit is an entity, a God unto himself. He didn't say, did you grieve the Spirit of the Father? No, just the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit.
A lot of people get mixed up.
Yeah, against the Holy Spirit. That's unpardonable sin.
I wonder if Peter would have told Sapphira that her husband had just dropped dead, she would have changed her mind.
No.
I think because she didn't know, she was going to play the game that she agreed to with her husband. So, but she could have, if she was a real Christian, like some people in the church family, as you know, the spouse doesn't believe. Or like a brother and sister that live together, the brother doesn't believe. And when the test comes, let's say they have to both answer the same question, the one that has true faith, regardless of what the husband or the sibling said, they're going to stand firm. Like that one prophecy that's SOP 4, where no longer fear of relatives.
Oh yeah, that's what
it's SOP 4.
Yeah, we're going to
get to that later. Yeah, because they'll say, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks. It's like Jesus said, if you love brother, you know, mother, father, brothers, like
worthy of me.
And it's not worthy of me.
No earthly ties.
Amen. None.
None.
We don't want anything to do with this earth. But, okay. I don't even know where we left off, but I'm thinking that Anthony does. Amen.
Yep. And Bob, before I continue, Brother Stephen said something. He says, I could not see clearly the truth till I separated from the SDA groups. I was in and separate from those who have started saying things against the present truth. When I did, I was reminded of something that convinced me the truth once again that was not covered against it. I believe my lingering kept me from being able to be blessed with such remembrance.
Wow. That is excellent, because that's absolutely what the scripture says. If you disobey, you can't understand his doctrine or prophecies.
Yeah.
And when you decide, okay, I've had it, I'm leaving, bam, he starts giving you what he promised.
Yes.
So he's living proof. Share that a testimony, brother.
Yeah.
Because they cut the channel
Which
the Holy Spirit operates, the truth.
Amen.
So the Lord allowed that to happen. So you yourself will.
It's an excellent testimony.
Yeah.
To shout before the great congregation next Sabbath. Hint, hint. That'd be nice for the brother. Well, that's Stephen, right? Brother Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen.
If you want to share that next week before the church family, that'd be great. Please do.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have some babes and we have people on the fence.
Amen.
Because they just, there's some reason they're just not seeing it.
Because there's a quotation, it says, when it is impossible to stay in a corrupt, corrupt and you still it's impossible. It's like when you're in a mud, you like to clean yourself, but you pour a lot of water in the mud,
and you still got mud
in your food. So you have to get out from the mud, go to the other place, and then there you wash your feet.
Yeah.
It's impossible to remain pure.
I'm going to look on it. I'm going to post it.
Okay. So is that Anthony's cue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Silence.
We got to get a different bell just for Anthony to be quiet and then start talking. Or stop talking, start talking. You know, something like that. All right. We'll figure out something, brother, because it's kind of nice to have him reading, but if he was sitting here, I could just come over.
You're
talking or I'm talking, you come up, you give me a look. Okay, I'll shut up. You can't do that online unless, of course, you go on camera, but even then, I got to make a really funny face or something to get you to look over this way or something, But it's all right, brother.
Wiggle beard. That'll make me look.
There you go. I trimmed it so it might not wiggle as well as it used to. So I trimmed it down some.
Bummer. Well, anyway, it says the Lord's servants have faithfully given the look into God and to his word alone. They have not coolly calculated the consequences to themselves. They have not consulted their temporal interests or sought to preserve their reputation. Yet when the storm of opposition and reproach bursts upon them, they are overwhelmed with consternation, and some are ready to exclaim, had we foreseen the consequences of our words, we would have held our peace. They are hit with difficulty. Satan assails them with fears to patience. The work which they have undertaken seems far beyond accomplish. They are threatened with destruction. The enthusiasm which animated them is gone, yet they cannot turn back. Then, in utter helplessness, they flee to the Mighty One for strength. They remember that the words which they have spoken were not theirs, but his, who bade them to give the warning. God put the truth into their hearts, and they could not forbear to proclaim it. That's exactly what Jeremiah said. He said, that fire burned within me, and I couldn't help it.
He could not stay. You just stole my thunder, bro. Because that's exactly what I was going to say. That's Jeremiah is a prophetic whisper today. When he said, it's a fire that burns within, I cannot stay. Because he wanted to shut up because all the stuff he was going through. And, but then he says, I cannot stay. I got to share. It's the same thing that happens to all of us that are serious.
Yes.
So it's rough, but love the Lord. He gave us a job. All right. So somebody putting up all those stop signs.
It says the same trials were experienced by men of God in ages past. Wycliffe, Huss, Luther, Tyndale, Baxter, and Wesley urged that all doctrines be brought to the test of the Bible and declared that they would renounce everything which it condemned. Against these men, persecution raged relentless fury, yet they ceased not to declare the truth. Different periods in the history of the church have each been marked by the development of some special truth adapted to the necessities of the people of God at that time. Every new truth has made its way against hatred and opposition. Those who were blessed with its light were tempted and tried. The Lord gives a special truth for the people in an emergency. Who dare refuse to publish it? He commands his servants to present the last invitation of mercy to the world. They cannot remain silent except at the peril of their soul. Christ's ambassadors have nothing to do with consequences. they must perform their duty and leave the results with God.
Yeah. We don't even think twice. We just, he said it, I believe it, it settles it, we got to go forth and do it.
Amen.
Go on. Go another paragraph 12.
Yeah, go on.
Right. All right. Wow, I actually just saw how far we got. Wow, this is good.
Wow. Yeah. What's that?
No. So, Sister Anna asked me where it is. It's in the Ribbon Herald. Ribbon Herald, January 2, 1900. It is impossible for you to unite with those who are corrupt and still remain pure.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? God and Christ and the heavenly host would have man know that if he unites with the corrupt, he will become corrupt. Ample provision has been made that we may be raised from the lowlands of earth and have our affections fastened upon God and upon heavenly things.
And we have seen this happen like clockwork with absolutely every single solitary person that started getting confused with fanaticisms. They joined with others that caused confusion, because that's how it happened with all of them. It doesn't just all of a sudden dawn on them. They went to, I don't want to mention the guy's name, but it was many years ago when he declared that the 144,000 can die.
What?
Yeah, I know. And so I made that page on the website, 144,000 can't die. You know who it is. You know what it is?
Oh, myself.
I didn't want to say it public until he started declaring publicly that we were in error. And so I asked him, and I'm not going to say his name, but some of you remember him. Did you go to Andrew Henrique's website and read that or watch that sermon he did declaring the 144,000 can die?
That's dangerous.
Because it was almost verbatim what he preached. And that's when he left the church, because he didn't want to answer it because now he was outed. But he left us no choice. He did it. It's just like when Uriah Smith with the King of the North, and then James White rebuked him in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
James White felt like that was the only thing he was left to do at that point, I guess, and White rebuked him on it. And I kind of did the same thing, but I look at it more in the way that I did it with this young man, is when that young man stood in front of the crowd. He was about to pray, standing up, and Sister White
stopped him in front of everybody and
rebuked him. And that's because he was preaching to everyone that we were in error and declaring. And so I had to say, you know, did you get this from Enriquez?
You know, the teaching of the Seventh-day Adventist Reform Movement.
Oh, yeah.
Their general conference is in Germany.
But there are 501c3s in America.
So 501c3s. They also have churches in the Philippines like that.
Yeah.
So they have all over Europe. It's like their organization, same as the, you know, the general conference, They separated because of, they said, civil war like that, But they're teaching the 144,000 includes the dead.
Yeah, and if you look at the scriptures, in Revelation, it literally says it's a number. It says this number. It says the word number from the 12 tribes, and then Sister White says it's a literal number. In she just wrote it down yesterday because somebody was hitting me on it, right? It's those people that I was watching, that I says they're almost on the same page, and I was correcting them every now and then, and they're thanking me for the correction, but today they were just all over the place.
Yeah.
They're not even studying. They just want to do a podcast, I guess. I wonder if the 144,000 is literal. And they believe Ellen White's a prophet. So I put that quote from Ellen White where she says it's a literal number. Mm-hmm. You know? Forgot where I got it, though.
Early writings.
Early, okay, yeah. Yeah.
What? The 144,000, the living saints. Mm-hmm. We also read that in the Word to the Little Flock.
But I didn't want to put James White, because they'll say, well, he's not a prophet.
Yeah.
Even though his wife sent his off on all that stuff, you know.
Living saints.
Yeah.
Oh, then one more minute.
Yeah, can we do a whole paragraph in 4 minutes?
I
think we can. Okay, Anthony, speed read.
No, don't speed read.
No, take your time, bro.
As the opposition rises to a fiercer height.
He sounded like a chipmunk.
What is that? It's
Anthony the chipmunk.
Two times speed.
I know, he took me literally. What? Oh man, my brain hurts. That was good.
All right. We needed that.
Yeah. And I could see us having peace and joy and happiness in the midst of the mark too, because that peace in Jesus keeps you calm no matter where you're at, you know? Mm-hmm. Look at this. I'm about ready to lose everything on this because the battery is almost dead. It's gone dim and everything. The timing's good.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I can. All right. Go ahead, my brother.
Okay.
Normal.
The servants of God again perplexed, for it seems to them that they have brought the crisis. But conscience and the word of God assure them that their course is right, and although the trials continue, they are strengthened to bear them. The conscience grows closer and sharper, but their faith and courage rise with the emergency.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to need that.
Amen.
Sorry.
Their testimony is, we dare not tamper with God's word, dividing his holy law, calling one portion essential and the other non-essential to gain the favor of the world. The Lord
That's whom sophistry. We serve, you were talking about that earlier. Sophistry. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
The Lord whom we serve will deliver us. Christ has conquered the powers of earth, and shall we be afraid of a world already conquered?
Amen. Okay, yeah, so hold on. We're That is exactly what we were talking about earlier and last night with sophistry, because sophistry says they give you the truth because it sounds plausible, but then there's a little mix up over here somewhere. They connected. That's the NIV. Mm-hmm. That's the edited SOP books. And that's what they're – everybody that leaves our number does that.
So mixed with error. Truth mixed
with error. Yeah, because a little bit of truth makes them feel they're safe.
But what Satan is trying – is to confuse people. He always remove the distinction.
Yeah.
Because if we see the distinction, we can easily discern, right? Yeah. But he always confuse, mix up things, so we will be deceived.
They don't get it that how cunning he is, because
he's
going to give them what he knows they want. They want truth, so he'll give them that truth. But because he knows he's got a foothold over here. Or a foothold, like whether it's pride or whatever.
Yeah, but he knows
his victim.
Yeah, he knows us.
Yeah, he knows.
He studied our life already.
Yeah.
What is our weakness?
Yeah.
Your strength like that. Of course, he's gonna attack us in our weak point like that.
And this is an angel, fallen, but still an angel. And one of the demons, which are also fallen angels. They can literally, from the cradle to the grave, they could, because when they look at us and they study us, they know what moves us because they test it on us, I guess, with body language. And, you know, and so.
Body language. The wink of
they know, if, yeah, they know if they got us, like if you just go like that.
Yeah, right.
Like checking out a girl, walking some guy. Yeah. Nobody else sees it. The demon goes, I got him. He moved. He moved his head.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, okay, I can do this over here and over there. They know us, and they've got these brains that are amazingly powerful. Mm-hmm. They don't forget any of this stuff, and that's why your dead grandma could sit at the end of your bed one night, because they think they know.
That's why he's gonna, in spiritualism, they're gonna use our dead loved ones that to copy all their mannerisms and their voice, and like that. They're familiar.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
The familiar spirits.
This is why I also say that Satan's going to act like he's raising up guys like Paul or Elijah. He can't do it Elijah because Elijah would have to come down from above. But he's going to make it look like, we know he's going to use dead relatives, you know.
Yeah.
Try to get him. I mean, he did it to that one guy that I have on the website, that his two dead children come running up to him. Demons. So that was scary. He was an SDA pastor. He fell for it because... He went in an area. Jesus said, don't go.
Yeah.
Just like these other ones that have left our number. They go, they ignore Christ, they end up in an area they know that they shouldn't be at. And now they're on their own and they feel safe now because lightning bolt didn't come out of the sky.
And obviously they didn't know the truth about the dead know nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sister Danny posted Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
Yeah.
This is one of the very scriptures we have to test everything by the word and the word alone. If it contradicts the Bible, we cannot accept it, like the edited writings. It doesn't matter about the argument of Sister White writing them. What matters the most is if it is in accordance with the scriptures at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Bible.
And then the other test is Matthew 7:20. By their fruits ye shall know them.
Yeah.
These two are the acid test.
Yeah. We especially have to remember that one.
Yeah.
When it comes down to the time, like when Satan appears and acting like he's Jesus, and someone we know is a Sunday keeper, he never wanted anything to do with us. All of a sudden, and they were sick, and all of a sudden they come up healed, saying, "Jesus healed him." What's your fruit? What which day is the Sabbath? Because that'll be the testing. That's the litmus test for when the mark is enforced, because it's going to be all about that fourth commandment, all about the seventh day Sabbath, because that's where the seal of God is. And the Sunday Sabbath is where the mark of Satan is.
Exactly.
The mark of the beast.
Yeah, they will turn us in.
Yeah. So, where did we leave off? There's Joe. Well, I imagine Joe knows.
Oh, yeah. Ready, Joe. He knows it already.
What does it say? The resurrection.
Or Christ persecution.
Christ has conquered the powers of the air.
Yeah.
That's the last one.
Okay.
And right. Shall we be afraid of already?
And boy, do I need to charge this puppy up. But it's nice to know that it made it almost, almost a whole hour on 24% battery.
That's 1 hour already?
Yeah. We're
I know, it's after 8.
And I still have. But then I dimmed the screen and stuff so to get more battery out of it. But all right, I guess we can close them.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like that too. But it's different.
Yeah. My hearts, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for blessing us with your presence. Thank you again for this reading. Thank you again for bringing all things to our remembrance, what you have said to us, even in Sister White's writings, because that's inspired too. So you spoke to her. She speaks to us, just like Isaiah or Jeremiah. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us today and tonight. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath that is a little like about an hour from now. And blessing everyone on the prayer list. And thank you for this week you have given us. And many opportunities to share our faith. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.